Blog Talk Radio.
Say to say what you want on EOTM Radio.
Listen to these tracks.
Get away and move it. You got me in a train. DJ, turn me up.
Make it thunderstorm. Blood won't it fly to hell. Blow it, fuck it, I don't care. Guess it's flying everywhere. Got my partner rock, so like, bro, I'm drunk as hell. Can't you tell? Do something best that fit this path. So f***ing well, I'm trying to hit the hotel with two girls. That's why I'm hey, this fuck, so play my shadow. Got a freaky. Hey, you got me in the trench. You take off your pants. Rock up on the handstand. You got me sweating. Please let's on the back down.
Like I'm coming off a free throw, yeah. To the head of the game, no shit.
getting
hype.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mix Up. I switch a girl, say to say what? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. We have quite an interesting show tonight, y'all, because when I tell you I had no idea on what to do on tonight's show, I literally had to get some help from some folks to make sure y'all call in and chop it up with me, yo, girl. Now, just in case you don't know, Mixture of Arts is a creative mixture of topics and diversity of music show. So just because tonight's show is on romance does not mean that Mixture of Arts does show solely on romantic topics. Now, with that said, folks, if you are out-the-box thinker and very bold and outspoken, Mixture of Arts definitely wants to hear from you. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to subscribe to our future shows. If you are already on the Blog Talk Radio show page, y'all can go ahead and look at the top of Queens of I Radio, and you guys can go ahead and subscribe to our future shows. Now, if you guys are listening on iTunes or podcast, y'all can definitely just type in www.eotmradio.com, and then y'all can definitely go ahead and go ahead and subscribe for future shows that way. Now, and just in case you guys do not know, Mixture of Arts is on Facebook, y'all. So if you want to connect with us, we definitely want to connect with you as well. So if you are on Facebook, y'all can definitely go ahead and catch us on Facebook, and you guys will definitely get the 411 on the different shows that we do on Mixture of Arts. Okay, so to all my affiliate marketers out there, yes, y'all, I am talking to you. If you are ready for the 411 on the hot ClickBank product of the night, well, you have come to the right place. Now, tonight's hot ClickBank setter of the night is Master Cleanse Secrets 10-Day Diet. Now, the hot new professionally written sales letter with the upsell and new higher affiliate commission. Now, this ebook helps people lose weight, detox, and get healthy fast. Now, you can get your high converting affiliate tools at http://mastercleansesecrets. So that's mastercleansesecrets.com/affiliate.php. Now, for the juicy stuff as far as this product and how much you can earn as far as your commission, now just so you guys know that the vendor name is XHMTL. If you were to go to wealthyaffiliate.com, y'all can definitely go ahead and catch them up there. And the product price is $19. The affiliates earn, you as the affiliate can earn 75% or $12.49. And the vendor can earn 25% or $4.16. And this product was first appeared on March 3rd, 2007, and the earn per sale is $20.35, and the gravity is 82.32%, and the refer rate is 78%. So with that said, folks, if you are interested in promoting this affiliate product, make sure y'all go to http://mastercleansesecrets.com/affiliate.php. Now, for all you guys that are interested as far as learning more about this product and how you can detox your body and cleanse your body, y'all can definitely go ahead and check out this link right here for those folks that are in the chat room. All right, folks. Now, with that said, folks, I hope you guys start making moolah and start promoting this Hot Click Bank product. Now, also, we have some EOTM juicy, juicy, juicy news. Also, just to let you guys know that the one and only R&B gospel singer Ron Anthony's new album, Man on a Mission, is available for purchase on Amazon. Now, for you guys that don't know Ron Anthony is actually one of our radio producers and personalities on EOTM. So if you guys are interested or just love gospel and y'all want to go ahead and check out Ron Anthony, I have posted up the link to his Amazon page, and you guys can definitely go ahead and just listen to a snippet of his song. I'm pretty sure you guys will love it, and just go ahead and check him out. Now, I will go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back and touch up on our juicy, juicy topic. Now, for you guys that want to hear Ron Anthony's track, I will go ahead and play it on this commercial break, and you guys can go to his Amazon page and check him out. Y'all stay tuned.
Make it if you
welcome back, y'all, to Mix Up. I switch a girl, say to say what? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. I am definitely feeling that track right there, Ron Anthony. You definitely killed it, and you definitely brought some type of emotional stuff to my body. I can definitely feel that track right there. For you guys that are feeling Ron Anthony's track, y'all can definitely go ahead and pick up his album, Man on a Mission, on Amazon. And that's R-A-H-N Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-I, Ron Anthony. Definitely go ahead and pick that up. All right, now, so tonight's topic is on long-distance relationships. Now, does long-distance relationship work? I'm just saying. What are some long-distance relationship ideas that you know of? Now, before I go ahead and just touch on my little opinions and stuff like that, I want to go ahead and bring on a few callers on the line. Now, this caller right here has been waiting so very patiently. Now, this caller right here is 404-717. You are live. What's up? Okay, well, that caller hung up. Now, the next caller I see, both of them hung up. Okay, well, for you guys that, I guess you guys are scary. Why are you guys scary? Don't be scared. Do not be scared. We are not going to bite you. Go ahead and call back in at 718-664-6543. Okay, well, since you guys want to be all scary and stuff, I'm going to go ahead and just give my little opinion on long-distance relationships. Now, my opinion on long-distance relationships is like this. I've never been in a long-distance relationship, but I have a lot of friends who have been in long-distance relationships, and none of them work. None of them work. So, my thing is, I don't really feel like I personally can do long-distance relationship just because of the simple fact that I don't know what that person is doing doing without me. I mean, he could be cheating on me. He could just be doing a whole lot of stuff while I'm not there. But at the same time, we all know that just because a person is closer to you does not necessarily mean that that person is going to be faithful to you. So, with that said, I don't even think what I just said really makes sense, but I just feel like they can just do more without me being around. And one other thing is that I'm not much of a phone person. Yeah, it's true. I'm not much of a phone person. So for me to be in a relationship with somebody and we just talking on the phone and stuff like that, I don't think I'm going to be able to handle that because of the fact that I'm going to want to be with that person. I'm going to be wanting to see that person. I'm going to be wanting to hold that person. I just want to be there with that person physically. So I don't really think that long-distance relationship will work for me. Now, as far as you guys who are tuning in, I want to know, what's up? Like, will you do long-distance relationships? Have you been in a long-distance relationship, and has it worked for you? That is the ultimate question. We want to know if your long-distance relationship worked and how did it work and what are some great, great ideas or advice that you can give to some of us that are in a long-distance relationship or are is going through some major, major issues because of the long-distance relationship thing. Now, I have a few good pointers that I found and some people have told me. So the first one I have is actually email. Now, not too many, well, there are some folks out there that are not, you know, too fond of the whole emailing thing. But if you are internet savvy and you are into that emailing stuff, then you should definitely email your partner. That way, I think that emailing is kind of great, especially when you are communicating with each other, because if you can find each other entertaining in the email, then you know, like, you guys have a lot in common. And you can really tell by what a person thinks and, like, what their mind is all about when they write stuff. So that could probably be another great way of getting in contact with your loved one. Now the other one, like I told you before, is talking on the phone, which is something that I don't do. So if you are the person that loves to talk on the phone, then do that. There's a lot of things that you can talk about on the phone. I mean, and of course, some people, you know, have phone sex and stuff like that. So those are some really good stuff that you can do with your partner, that since you're not there with them. And another one that I have is Skype. Now, I love Skype because of the simple fact that the person can actually see you and you can see the other person. So Skyping is extremely, extremely great, especially for your loved one, because of the simple fact that since you cannot see that person, you can definitely go ahead and Skype them, and then you can see each other and talk to each other. And in that way, it could really feel like you're actually there with that person. I mean, personally, it really does feel like you're there with that person when you're on Skype. I talk on Skype all the time. Plus, I talk to my best friend. I talk to my man. I talk to my coworkers. It does not matter who I talk to. I feel like I am actually there with that person whenever I am talking on Skype. Now, another few stuff that I have to share with you guys is love letters. I mean, come on now, the old-fashioned way, love letters. People don't write anymore. To be truthful, people just do not write letters anymore. I don't know why, but love letters is a great way to really express yourself, to talk about your future, to talk about how you feel, to just tell them some sweet words and tell them about your day. I mean, doesn't necessarily have to be about how much you love them. It could just necessarily just be about your whole day. I mean, just tell them how your day was and how you felt. And, and then that way y'all could communicate like that. If you guys send each other letters to your houses and then keep those love letters, and every time you feel lonely or you feel some type of way, you can go back and look at those letters, and then maybe that will make you feel a whole lot better. For you guys that are tuned in, I want to know what you guys are thinking here. I really, 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 really do. Tell me if my key points are juicy. You know what I'm saying? I want to know. I want to know if what I'm saying makes sense. I want to know what y'all thinking. I want to know what you feel about long-distance relationships. All right, folks, well, I have a few more key points. I really, really do. I have some more. Now, some other stuff that I have is, if you are into blogging, yes, bloggers, yes, bloggers, blogging is great. If you are into blogging and you know that your partner knows that you blog and checks your blog often, then a great way to communicate with your partner is through blog posts. Yes, and you know what I'm saying? Like, some great ways to blog is to use Google. I mean, just go to blogger.com, and that's blogger.com, and create your blog. I mean, it's that simple. Just write about what's on your mind. Say what you feel. And blogging is basically, it's like a live journal. Blogging is like a live journal of what is interesting to you and you want to let the world know about what you're interested in and what your thoughts are about certain things. So blogging is definitely one great way to just talk with your partner. If your partner knows that you are a blogger and you write, just tell them to check your page, or don't even necessarily have to tell them. If they already check your blog post regularly, just post up something about them, and then I'm pretty sure they will feel very, very special if you do that. Okay, now another great long-distance relationship idea that I have is digital camera. Yes, digital camera is absolutely a great way to share some great things with your loved one that is far away. Now, one example I could say is that, let's say that you, well, I don't know, just take pictures of something that you know that your lover likes. Like, for instance, my best friend, her name is Aisha. My best friend loves horses, okay? My best friend loves horses. If she was in a long-distance relationship with you as a male, and if you had a digital camera, and let's say that you went to a farm or something like that, or you went somewhere to maybe to somewhere really, really fun and you saw horses, then that could be your opportunity to take pictures of horses and then write a quick note and then send it to her. That would be very, very special. That would be a great way to communicate with your loved one and to share some important things that your lover likes, to show them that you do know what they like, and also to show them that you do pay attention to different things that they tell you. Because I'm pretty sure that you probably tell your lover what you love and what you hate. So to show them that you are listening to them, that you do hear them, and that you do know them, that would be a great way to show them that, is take pictures of different things that they love and then send it to them. Also, I have one more, and this one I would personally say movie dates. Yeah, movie dates are also a great way to really, well, I would say do things, well, do something with your partner that isn't really there with you. And the reason why I say this is that maybe you could actually, both of you guys can go see a movie at the same time. I'm not really saying, like, together. No. If you guys are in separate states, y'all should go see the same movie at the same time. And then while you guys see the movie at the same time, then you guys can talk it over the phone. I think that would be another great way to share some great stuff with your partner, to show them that you care, to just be creative. I mean, like, personally, like, the key to a long-distance relationship is to be creative. I mean, you don't want to do the same old thing, like talking on the phone all the time. Just learn to be creative. Try different stuff. Think outside the box. That way, maybe you or your partner wouldn't feel so overwhelmed with the fact that you guys are not there with each other. Now, with that said, folks, I will try to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Y'all stay tuned.
Wait. tall like Ken Nugent. Swag game proper, hear you like the doctor. Me without my dough is like a tub with no stopper. It ain't happening, never catch me lacking. 454, look at it, ayy, I'm mad. I'm fresh in my Cougar, fresh, fresh in my Cougar, ayy. Fresh in my Cougar, fresh, fresh in my Cougar, I. In my Cougar, fresh, fresh 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 in my Cougar, fresh, in my Cougar, fresh, fresh in my Cougar, fresh, 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 in my Cougar, I be running Cougar. Hey, so fresh I might get your ass a nosebleed. Hey, 250 down just to smoke these. Hey, like a cashier, I be bagging groceries. Hey, look at Kitty, body's green like Yoshi. Hey, check me out, I'm dagger to the bone gristle. Hey, 8 pound blowing up like he strapped with missiles. I'm spitting flames in the booth, you better check the temperature. He put his hands in my face, now that's the principle. I get clean like a sink full of dirty dishes. It ain't your birthday, babe, but you can blow your wishes. Hey, stay strong, like Simba. Blow it all today to get it back, it's not a gamble. In my Cougar, fresh, in my Cougar, ayy. Fresh, in my Cougar, fresh, fresh, in my Cougar.
What's up?
In my Cougar, fresh, fresh, in my Cougar, fresh, in my Cougar, fresh, fresh, in my Cougar. I be rockin' Cougar, I'm fresh, in my Cougar, fresh, fresh, in my Cougar, I'm fresh, in my Cougar, fresh, fresh, in my Cougar, I ball, in my Cougar, in my Cougar, roll, in my Cougar, I be rockin' Cougar.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mix Up Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Hold it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. All right, folks, I see a lot of folks in the chat room. I see a lot of guests in the chat room. I want to go ahead and thank you guys for tuning in with me, your girl. And just so you guys know that you guys could definitely go ahead and subscribe to our future shows, so next time you guys could get the 411 on our show. So with that said, folks, I want to go ahead and put another caller on the line. This caller right here is actually my best friend. Her name is Aisha, and I'm pretty sure she has has something to say about this topic. All right, folks, 401-545, you're live. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm enjoying the show. And, yes, do I think long-distance relationships can work? I think that both people or partners have to want it to work. They both have to be willing to, like, deal with the temptation, but I feel like a long-distance relationship will only work if two people make it work. If the other one is feeling it some type of way, it's not going to work. So that's my opinion.
Well, you are absolutely right as far as two people have to want it to work at the same time. But you know what I'm saying? Like you know how females are. If you are that type of female that wants to work it out long distance and the other person do not want to work it out long distance, what I would recommend you do is actually just be creative, like I was saying before, and even though that you guys may not actually be together, but you can actually do little stuff for that person, and then maybe he can go ahead and give in as far as be with you doing a long-distance relationship. Do you have some ideas as far as long-distance relationship?
You always have to make sure that you stay communicating with each other, because I feel like if you guys don't talk, then you're left to have your mind wonder about things that the other person is doing. So I would think that you guys would just always talk to each other and tell each other how he's feeling, if you feel like you can't do it anymore, be sure to let that person know if you feel like you just can't do it no more and it's not something that you want to do. Like, I think that you can, like I said, communicate with each other, come up with things that, okay, you know, today's Monday, so we're going to go ahead. Monday is a day that, you know, we may sit and just have a talk to the kid. I mean, talk to them. Like, that's just their schedule time to sit and talk to each other and have with.
See, my thing is this, though, Isha, because I know that you are a talker, okay? You are a talker. So you like talking on the phone. You like talking on the phone. And not everybody likes talking on the phone like you do. So besides you talking on the phone, what are other ways that you could be creative into talking with that person? Because I know I just mentioned Skype. I mentioned blogging.
Just about the old-fashioned, just write them a letter and mail it to them.
And you know what? That's the same thing I just said as far as writing letters. Like, people really take for granted as far as, like, writing love letters. But think about it. Like, in this type of era that we live in, if you were to write somebody a love letter, seriously, though, that really, really shows that you love that person. Don't you think?
Yes,
because we have so many like tech devices and stuff like that, texting and all that other type of mess. Come on now, if somebody seen that you wrote them a love letter, yo, that person would feel absolutely special. And I guarantee you, if that person did not want to be in a relationship with you because it's long distance, that person will most likely give in and be like, damn. Like, I might as well just go ahead and try it out. You feel me?
And if they are going to try it out, and you know that the other person may feel some type of way about it, but they're willing to try, just know, prepare yourself for they might tell you that they just can't do it anymore because it's something that they just can't do because some people, they have to have them physically here.
Right. Right.
So just know that if you find someone that does like you and they say that, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and just try it out. Like, we're going to go ahead, I'll go ahead and test it out. Just know that, always know that you would have to keep them, always just know that they are always, it's a possibility that they will tell you that they can't do it. Just be prepared for that. Of them telling
now,
you that they
now, like, as far as some ideas and stuff like that, I have, like, a few more, though, Isha. I want to go ahead and get your perspective as far as the different, I would say, different ways to show your lover that, you know what I'm saying? Now, the I know I listed some before, but this one I have, it says, give the gift of beer. How you feel about that? Especially if your man drink, right?
So you give him a drink?
Yeah, like you could learn how to make your own brew. I mean, you, like, don't, I'm not saying that you should go to like, the store and buy a six-pack. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. If your lover comes and visits you and you guys are dating long distance, maybe you can go ahead and make your own beer for that person and have a romantic, you know what I'm saying, have a romantic night with that person. Now,
yes.
Another one. Huh?
I was going to say yes, like, you know, and when you could do that, where when the person, you guys finally at that time where, okay, one or the other is going to come and visit, just know to, like, spice it up because that person is coming and hasn't seen you in a while. And, you know, just to keep it interested, to keep both of you guys on the edge of your seat of maybe it just might work to where you could, if your dude is in the military or your dude is in wherever, you know, it could be you doing a long-distance relationship because your husband or wife is in the military. You know, make it sexy. Go out and try to find a uniform of being in the military. Dress up as your other significant other. And, you know, be sexy with it. Cook him a dinner and, you know, have little notes to say that, okay, he can come through the door. And then, all right, now take your coat off. So there's other things like that. Would be
that would be cute, though. That would be nice. That sounds pretty fun for real, because if you have small notes written around and your partner sees it, he's going to get like, hold up, what is really going on here? And then he's going to get curious, and then he's going to get all super excited, and then it's just going to be a big turn on. Now, I have another one. How you feel about concert tickets? Like, for instance, let's say that you bought 2 tickets for your partner. Maybe you could go ahead and tell him to take a friend with him, or you could actually meet him there without him knowing. Maybe, like, you could send him, like, a concert ticket, and then he probably thinks that he's going to be there by himself, but you could just be sitting right there while he come up, and he's going to be surprised that you're even actually there. How you feel about that one?
I like that one. That's different. So, yeah.
Right.
That's something to do, because that would be shocked, and then you guys get to see each other plus enjoy the good music. And then, you know, that would just be a really good whole atmosphere of it, because who's expecting to sit by someone that they truly love and they miss, and, you know? So, yeah, I like that one. That one was pretty cool.
Yep, that is definitely what is up. Well, folks, my time is definitely up. I appreciate everybody for tuning in on Mixture of Odds with Say to Say. I see a lot of folks in the chat room right now. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in, man, like, seriously. And, like, the funny thing about it, my best friend is actually the one who came up with this topic, and I see it's pretty juicy because a lot of folks are tuning in. But yeah, I really do appreciate you guys for tuning in with me, your girl Say to Say What. Make sure you guys go ahead and tune in every single Monday night, Tuesday morning at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.eotmradio.com. All right, folks, with that said, I will holler at y'all next week.